Friday night, 10:34 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for Mix Minus. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
Well, not as energetic as you. Man, you are peppy tonight.
I'm just peppy? Like,
yeah, you got some pep in your step.
I am peppy Le Pew, Adam. I don't feel that I'm particularly peppy tonight. Maybe you're just not. Maybe you're lethargic tonight. Maybe that's the answer to it.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
You were just trying to throw me off that whole time. Damn you, Adam Burns. Anyway, yes.
I gotcha.
Got me.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm looking down from you. My mom is texting me because they use me for my Amazon Prime subscription.
What is mom saying tonight? What is mom saying?
She says, well, I can just read it. She says, well, here's the order, Adam. Be sure it's the junior edition.
Oh.
She wants me to buy some McGregor Junior series catcher's mitt.
All right, hold on. Now, when you said that she uses you for your Amazon account, I just assumed that like some members of my family, that she was just an extra on your account where she got the free Amazon Prime shipping.
You can add
family members.
I mean, I don't want them looking to see what I order.
They can't see it. No, you just add them as part of your family. They don't get access to the video, you know, to Prime Video, but they do get Prime shipping. So they get some of the features of Prime without having to pay for Prime. And I think you can add like 6 family members to it. Anyway, I had my nephew added for a long time when he was back in college. But yeah.
Well, no, we have not done that. She calls me.
You are actually, and she, you're like an Amazon fulfillment warehouse here where your mom just actually calls you and she's just like, Son, I need you. I need a copy of the Trump book.
Yes.
Trump, my Lord and Savior. And yes. Can you order that and send it to the preacher?
Right. Yeah. No, that's exactly. I even have one of her credit cards on my Amazon account. So.
Oh, wow.
So that I get. Well, I did that one. It may be expired. But anyway, they want me to order a baseball catcher's mitt for my nephew. And no, not my nephew, my great nephew, actually. I guess that's still my nephew, but
I did this thing. I don't know if we talked about it. We might have talked about it. Forgive me. You can tell me if you remember this or not. But I had ordered.
I'm not bothered by repeating things. I know the chat room is bothered by repeating things and you are bothered by repeating things. I love repeating things. Please.
I had ordered a lot of things on Amazon at one point. A couple of things on Amazon that I ended up returning. Soon. So one of them was I had bought an 8mm movie transfer device so that I could hook up our old 8mm movies that we found.
Like a reel-to-reel sort of thing?
Yeah. We found those Super 8 movies at my mom's house. And so it would digitize them for you. You basically thread it like a projector and then it goes through and it digitizes it as it plays. And I bought one of those and it was like 400 and something bucks. And it was a piece of crap. It would only work on like one out of every 3 movies that we had. And so I sent it back. And I also had bought a subwoofer for our new television and thinking that the Roku subwoofer would pair with my Roku TV, but I was wrong on that. So I sent that back because I actually needed to get a Roku soundbar or actually a TCL soundbar that worked with my TV. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The important part is I returned these things and I took them down to Kohl's because nowadays when you return things on Amazon, one of your options is just bring it into Kohl's. However it is, just bring it in, they'll box it and send it back for you and you'll be done with no charge. And so I done that.
You did tell me that I can return stuff at Kohl's. Yeah. I feel like you told me that, but this whole story you have not
told.
Okay,
well, anyway, long story short, it's about $500-something worth of merchandise that I returned to Kohl's. And I did indeed get, you know, them returned on my Amazon account and they credited me for them. However, what I didn't realize at the time is that they didn't credit card back my credit. They didn't credit back my credit card. They just gave me a gift card for $500-something on my Amazon account. So I had this $500-something thing on my Amazon account, which, you know, not optimal because I still had to pay the credit card bill of $500-something because I bought replacement things for those. And so I was assuming, they'll credit it back and it'll come out in the wash. Anyway, long story short, I know too late. I have $285, $286 is still kind of left on that.
Okay.
And I'm kind of treating it like my own stimulus money since I don't get the stimulus check. I don't get a stimulus check like everybody else. So I was thinking, toying with this idea, Adam, I need you to talk me out of it. I'm toying with buying an Oculus 2.
Oh, there. Don't do that.
I'm going to tell you why, Adam.
I have, it's not even in here, but I have this VR. I don't even know what it is. Is it an Oculus? No, Oculus is the one you hook up to the computer, right?
Well, the Oculus 2, you do. Yeah, you can use your computer or your PS2.
I have one that you put your phone in it.
No, this is not that. This Oculus 2 is a standalone. You use your computer to run the games and everything, but it is wireless. So it's not tethered to your computer. You put it on.
Right. Okay.
In proximity of your computer and whatever. So it is wireless.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm thinking about it specifically because they have fitness programs on there that I am told are very fun. And
you're not going to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I would like to do some. I'm not like you. I'm not going to go do P90, whatever the fuck. I just want to do basic aerobics because I feel that, you know, I should probably get some more steps in. I should probably do more aerobics, right? I'm not weightlifting. I'm not like trying to, you know, crush my abs or any shit like that. I'm just basic aerobic stuff. But they're kind of games, like Beat Saber type games and other like balance types games and things. And I like those kind of things. And it's VR and lots of really cool VR stuff. So they're only $299 and I've got $285 on this fucking gift card. So really, Adam, it's only like $19 that I'm going to be spending on this thing.
Well, I'm do whatever you want. I'm all for purchasing gadgets, but I'm saying I think that is a purchase that not you specifically, but I feel like those VR headsets, they're not very convenient. And unless you have a huge room that has no furniture in it and you can bounce around, you're going to be like, you know, because you want to do exercise. So you're going to hit your knee on something or stub your toe or all these other things that you could do. Also, exercise equipment. I'm not one to talk because I'm going to buy some exercise equipment. Mm-hmm. But for most people, exercise equipment is something you use once or twice and then it gets stowed away. And I realize a VR headset is not very large. So it's not like a treadmill or something. But I don't know. But if it will make you happy, I'm all for it. Like if you're going to be happy,
I mean, I want VR stuff to be really cool, and I've been listening to a lot of people that do a lot of stuff with VR, and they're talking about this. You know, the Oculus 2 is way better than the Oculus 1, and the Oculus has just come out with some new software that like changes some of the things on it. I think the new Oculus 2s actually have a 120 hertz refresh rate on them, which I'm toying with.
Well, you could always try it out, and if you don't like it, you can take it to Kohl's, and they'll give you another gift card. And
fine. Here's the other. So when you look up Oculus on Google, like if you just type in Oculus, you'll find immediately that it's like $299 at Amazon. It's $389 at Walmart, and it's like $400 at somewhere else. But when you click on the Amazon one, it's like free shipping, free one day shipping, and free returns. So they're like, yes, buy our Oculus. You know, it's got a free return on it. So here, free shipping. We'll get it. It's like I saw it earlier tonight. It's like you can have it tomorrow, Saturday. You can have it delivered tomorrow if you order it now.
Or you can get it and you could mail it back and get the cash and then not have to have a gift card. If you don't like it.
No. I would get. Well, if I pay for it with a gift card, then I would get a gift card back. But yes, I see what you're saying.
So
this is not the Kohl's free return. It was just an ad thing.
If it were me,
yes,
I would use it for a day and then I would forget about it and it would go in the closet and I would, but maybe you'll get a lot of joy out of it. The one that I bought was years ago.
Yes. And they've come.
I don't even remember what the name of it is.
Okay.
But I looked for porn and that was interesting for about 10 minutes. That, you know, first person porn or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was interesting for about 5 or 10 minutes. And I try to, you're walking down the streets of Cuba or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I tried watching a TV show laying in bed, but it was so heavy and my phone was on. And now, nowadays, they probably are a lot lighter.
Yes.
It's probably better. I don't know. But when I bought mine 4 or 5 years ago, it was used a couple of times and that was it. So.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, I got my second vaccine today.
Really? That's a lie.
Yesterday.
Yes.
might as well, whenever. So, I realize I've already said this.
I love that Baron Frosty, a good friend of the show, Baron Frosty, was so upset at the number of days that you've taken off and how much of a slacker you are that every time that you ever take a day off of work, you like justify it 9 ways to Sunday on your podcast. You're just like, you know, I had the days off, so I went ahead and took them. And
well,
like,
I'm going to take them. Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, but nobody said you shouldn't. It's just like you're living your life in fear of Baron Frosty's judgment.
I know. That's why I'm moving to an island.
Let me break it down to you, Adam. He will always judge you. It doesn't matter what you do. Baron Frosty will judge you. So.
Do you know there's a place in West Virginia where they have no radio signals at all? They don't allow cell phones. They don't have any cellular towers.
This is not true. Adam.
No, this is absolutely a lie.
If we were playing a game of two truths and a lie, Adam, this would be the lie. What? I'm Googling this now. What state?
It's
was
true.
This? Where was this?
Well, it straddles West Virginia and some other state. it's kind of. Whatever, West Virginia and something else, Virginia maybe, or Pennsylvania. I don't know. I'm not good with geography, but there's a big telescope there, a big, huge radio telescope. No, a satellite radio thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very sensitive. And they use it to try to find extraterrestrial life or something. And they do not allow any radio signals within 100 square mile area. So, yeah, there.
The quiet zone is an approximate rectangle of land, 107 miles on the north edge, 109 miles on the south edge, and 120 miles on the east and west edge, east and west. So it's more of a rhombus, really more of a rhombus, Adam, comprising approximately 13,000 square miles. It straddles the borders of Virginia and West Virginia and also includes a sliver, that's hard to say, of Maryland. NRQZ is centered between the Green Bank Observatory and Green Bank, West Virginia, and Sugar Grove Station and Sugar Grove Land.
They don't have any cell towers. They do not. So you can't have Wi-Fi. You can't have. And there's actually a town. They have people that live there. And there's anyway, regardless, the reason they do it is because of the trucks
that go around and find the radio signals.
I don't know. I'm not sure
they
about
do. I saw there's it pictures on a, of them here on this Wikipedia article. There's pictures of the trucks that
I saw it on a documentary. So yesterday,
Thursday, the day that you got your vaccine.
Yeah, I went. We drove there. We had all our forms filled out. It was super simple. There was no line. Although when we left, there was a long line. So I don't know what happened between the time we got there and when we left.
That's the price of you being a social influencer, Adam.
Must be. So we get our shot. And this time, the lady, I didn't talk about this. I don't like shots. And I sit down and the nurse is on my right.
Yes.
She's on my right. I wanted the shot on my left arm.
Yes.
So I say to her, she says, where do you want it, mm-hmm. sir? And I said, over here on my left arm.
Yes.
And I thought she was going to get up, walk around, squat over there on the left or whatever. No, she just reaches around.
Right.
Pinches my arm and like jabs. And I can see the whole thing because she's doing it in front of my face. I wanted to turn away.
Well, then you should have.
I wanted her over there.
Ironically, turning away would have put the arm closer to her.
So that was weird. It didn't seem very safe.
Okay. So we've
reaching
both,
around me.
We've both gotten our second vaccines. And this is, we both got Pfizer, right? You got Pfizer.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I feel like we both had about the same kind of reaction to it. I had a really bad headache for a little bit. And my arm hurt. That was about it. I really didn't get any other. I had a few days where I had like a runny nose and stuff, but it wasn't like I didn't feel sick. It was just like, oh, I got a runny nose. I have to like.
Well, I felt sick.
Okay.
But not, so it wasn't horrible. Mark doesn't feel anything. His arm hurts and that's it. Like, he doesn't feel anything else, but.
Or he's just not telling you. Cause you know, Mark does that thing where he's like, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, I asked him. It's fine. We've been comparing.
It's fine.
So, I woke up around 6 a.m. and I was having chills and kind of hot flashes, like feverish kind of. And I couldn't go back to sleep. I never wake up at 6 a.m., but I went ahead and I had to take Sydney to the, well, anyway, I didn't finish. So we got the shot. Then they gave us a sticker, but the sticker was in Spanish. So when we started to leave, we saw an extra sheet of stickers that only had two stickers on them. So we kind of sneaked the
you stole
the
Snickers.
Other, you know, the other Snickers? Sheet you of stole stickers. Stickers.
Yes.
Stickers.
Yes.
Because those were in English. Mm-hmm. And because you have to take the selfie and everything. And
right.
I don't know.
Oops, sorry.
And so anyway.
You'll never know what we're going to talk about.
Uh-huh. We get in the car and Mark wants to take a selfie. I'm not really liking it, but it's very difficult. I don't know if you've taken many selfies with Zach.
No, he usually does that, but yes, what?
Well, but we have difficulty because both of us care what we look like in the selfie, and we can't seem to both like the way we look at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we end up taking 5 million selfies, trying to get one where he likes his face and I like my face. And as I get older, I like my face less and less. But so we do that and then we leave. Anyway, today, though, I woke up and all night last night, I was a little bit paranoid. I was thinking, well, if I don't get any side effects, then maybe it's not working. And maybe I have a crappy immune system.
Yeah, you probably do.
And
it's probably not going to die.
And I'm going to die. I'm going to get COVID. And I'm going to have no immunity and I'm going to keel over dead. And so I was a little bit happy when I woke up at 6 and I felt a little feverish. I was like, whoa, oh, good.
Thank God.
My immune system kicked in. Thank goodness. So anyway, today I've been, you know, I felt fine. I don't mind being sick. First of all, I don't. Mm-hmm. Generally, I'm okay with it. I just lay around and watch TV or whatever. And that's kind of what I did. But I did have I was sleepy. Well, it's not like I like being sick, but I it's okay with me.
Okay.
So I watched, I finished the Q documentary.
Yeah. It was Agatha all along.
I'm trying to figure out how that's related.
It was, what's his name? It was Rod or what? Rod or whatever.
Oh, Watkins.
Yeah.
Robert Watkins or whatever. It's interesting because I didn't know that 8chan, the owners lived in Manila.
Yeah.
And Mark didn't even watch it with me. But so anyway, I watched that and I watched another one called Digits. And then I stalked the guy on YouTube and that's all I've done. So
well, there you go.
I don't know if I've had a fever. But I had a headache. I was a little bit achy and I had chills.
I would say that you were having memory problems because you talked about all of this on the Geeky Gay today. But
I'm giving up.
That's just
normal. I'm repeating. No. I know I talked about it, but
it's just normal.
I only have so much life.
I know.
Daniel.
Well, I'll just tell you this though, Adam. Your award winning podcast, The Geeky Gay, found over at thegeekygay.com.
Yeah.
Zach and I were listening to the Thursday episode on our way back from Disney.
Yes.
And
I want to call out that I never play clips of your other podcast.
You could. Adam. I welcome it. I welcome it because this is how we learn, Adam. This is how we grow.
Okay.
This is how we grow. So let's just listen to some selected pieces of your Thursday podcast. I'm probably going to need some fact checkers here. So here we got this. Still can't understand the fucking words in this. So it's like. I've already hit a bell. Why did she hit a bell?
Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else.
Baby, I'm not buying around. I already took a drink. All right.
Today is Thursday, April 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone.
Why are we starting there?
It's very suggestive.
This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week.
And you listen.
Uh-huh. And today is no different.
All right. Yeah, let's see. I think the first part I got to talk about is right up front here.
I am fully vaccinated. Woo-hoo! No. Mm-hmm.
Fully vaccinated?
Yeah. Fully vaccinated, raring to go in 2 weeks.
Oh, see, now, if you have to wait 2 weeks... Then you're but not fully, yet
no,
fully
no, no.
vaccinated.
I am fully vaccinated. That is correct. I so received my second shot.
So then what do you call, because right, most people will say, well, I got my first shot and then I got my second shot and now I'm fully vaccinated because I've waited the 2 weeks. So
No. You're fully vaccinated.
How do you denote between those? Because you're not, you're not fully immune until the 2 weeks after your second shot.
You notice you didn't say fully vaccinated. You said fully immune. Mm-hmm. So in 2 weeks, I'll say, woohoo, I'm fully immune. We're going to a restaurant tomorrow. See, there's a difference. I've had two shots. I'm fully, there will be no more vaccine flowing into
my arm. There was an article by Pfizer.
I know, today. I read that. Right, but I'm just saying.
Hold on. Let's
okay.
Yeah.
It's confusing because this is you and you're here.
I took off work today.
So, yeah. Took off work today.
Yes.
Yesterday I had to do a lot of work to get ready. Mm-hmm. My fourth class started, but I haven't done anything yet, so I'll do that on the weekend.
Yes, on the weekend.
Those classes are so easy.
Anyway, just a story to start out with before we talk about the vaccination or anything that happened today.
Are we going to listen to the whole episode?
No, I just wanted to point out, this is 1 minute and 33 seconds in, and you say, just a quick story before we talk about the vaccination and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Adam, the rest of the show is that story. You never talk about the vaccination for the rest
of the
show. The entire rest of the show is you talking about Auntie Scott calling you out on Discord and changing the... All right, you don't believe me. Let's just jump ahead to...
No. I know I talked about it.
8 minutes and 35 seconds in.
You got the day wrong on your website. So I didn't even get the day wrong.
And notice your exiting music is already playing.
I know.
Audio. Like,
but
the audio would have been
it.
Fine. And I don't know why I didn't listen back to the audio to confirm before I spent all that time re-recording. So then I go to the website and it was just the post on the website where the day was wrong.
Just the post.
Because the way I do things, it just makes...
So in this episode...
Yeah, but I eventually got to it.
You never talked about vaccination.
I did.
You did
I
not.
Most certainly
you
did.
Never talked
I,
about vaccination
I absolutely
in that
did.
And then you ended the theme. You were going to run out of your theme of your exiting, and you just cold restarted it and said, well, you'll just have to deal with it. And yet still managed to fill up the entire second run through the exiting without ever talking about getting your vaccine.
No, but that's not true. I mentioned
Adam,
the vaccine at the end.
Here's the question. And this is what Zach's question was as we were listening to this episode. And I didn't pull these clips. Uh-huh. So I invite all of you to go and listen to Thursday's Geeky Gay over at the Geeky. You said at different times in this episode that it was a very complicated process to edit your podcast. And then within two sentences said, oh, but it's really easy to do that. It's a very simple thing for me to do. It's just, you know, you talked about how complex it was
so good.
To change things. And then in the next sentence, we're like, but it's multi-track. So it was really simple for me to do. And so Zach is going, wait, you just said it was complicated. Now you're saying it's simple. Which in fact is it, Adam? Is it
That's
simple?
The paradox of being me.
Is it simple? Is it complicated? You're just all. Was this a side effect of the vaccine? Because I don't think you had gotten the shot yet. Had you? Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
get
I had.
The shot.
Yeah,
so
I had.
Maybe this was that brain fog that they talk about after you get the COVID shot, where you're just like, this is really, really complicated. But at the same time, it's incredibly easy.
No. I will translate for you.
Okay.
When I say it's complicated, I mean I'm lazy and I don't want to do any extra work. And also, I'm set in my ways and I play my damn music live and that's how I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I just say it's complicated. And then when I say it's easy, yes, actually, it really is not that difficult, but it's more than I generally want to do. So it's more about laziness in editing. And less about how hard it is. I know how to do it, but I've always done my shows the same way, even back to Adam and Maddie's show. And that's the way I like doing it.
Oh, I did this totally out of order, didn't I?
I don't know. I wasn't even looking. Yeah, you did, but it's fine. You need to do reviews for good. So that's what it means. It means, you know what? I'll do it however the hell I want to do it. And I'm lazy, and that's what you get. You get what you pay for, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what you're paying for. Yeah. That is what it means.
And if you want to hear about Adam getting his vaccine, don't listen to the Thursday show because
I at least said the word vaccination.
Well, yeah, you
know.
You said, well, I got my second vaccine today. But before we talk about that,
no, at the
here's
end,
a quick little
it
story.
Doesn't matter.
Here's a quick little story.
Well, I finished it today because I talked about it today and my side effects.
I know. I listened to today. I've already, aren't I a good co-host, Adam? I listen to your shows. So that I show up ready to talk about these things with you, ready to engage with you, Adam.
I see. Yeah, I'm going to do that from now on. I'm going to have clips.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Of that Darnell.
I welcome the critique.
I'm going to correct grammar. I'm going
Look, I'm not going to brag or anything. I'm just going to tell you this. That Darnellvis has never had any problems with its continuity, its technical aspects of it, the sanity or insanity of the hosts. It's never had any problems with the host fact that they give out. Their facts are always impeccably researched and never wrong, ever.
So there's never any methane?
Nope. This is a hill I will die on, Adam. That Darnellvis is a technically and superior podcast. Never a problem. Ever.
Okay. Well, I will say Geeky Gay is a stream of consciousness podcast. Mm-hmm. It is, you are literally getting verbal diarrhea 5 days a week. There are no notes. There's no organization. There's nothing. And I think I've said many times, even on that show, I don't know why people listen to it. It's just my diary, you know?
It's your diary.
People can listen to it. It's
my
diary. If people want to listen to it, that's fine, but they get what they get. Again, you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay. I noticed that you mentioned level 13 on your show, and a couple of new people joined level 13.
Yeah, one, but yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a couple.
Well, I
thought we were doing the thing. I thought we were doing the thing when one person joined, we told everyone else it was two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it was
so
like
that we sounded
million.
More popular than we actually
a million
are. I'm sorry.
People.
I forgot to communicate that with you, Adam. That's what we were doing.
Sorry. I'll know next time. You can edit that out. You can
edit that
part out.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, which how in the hell do you not know what we're talking about? By this point in time, we have a behind the scenes club that everyone can join. It includes extra audio bits from this show and from my other podcast, That Darnellvis. It also has its own Discord server where you can fact check the Geeky Gay show every single day. All of those fun things are available. And you're thinking to yourself, hey, how much does that cost? It's absolutely free. All you have to do is send us an email, contact@mixminuspodcast.com, and say, I want to join level 13. And boom, you're in. That's how easy it is. Do we have another?
Reviews for good.
I don't. You know what? No one's leaving us a review.
Oh, okay.
No one is leaving this review.
You're giving up.
This is clearly a very complicated thing. And I apologize. Whatever. Podchaser. PodChaser.com.
Chubby Chaser.
Podchaser. Go to podchaser.com. You don't have to create a new account. You can just use your Google account to sign in. You can just use my Google account to sign in. So you don't have to create a new account or anything. And what they are doing right now is if you leave a review for your favorite podcast episode, these don't have to be big reviews. And it's on a per episode basis. You could literally just go, hey, it's like leaving a comment on a website. It's just like, hey, this episode was really funny and I really enjoyed it. Or, you know what? Adam was absolutely wrong. And I can't believe that he said that. Whatever it is, for every comment that you leave on one of our shows, for the month of April, Podchaser is going to donate 25 cents to Meal on Wheels Go Further Fund. So if you want to support a really good cause.
So is it only one meal? Meal on Wheels?
Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
Go Further Fund. If you want to help out a really good cause at no cost to yourself whatsoever, all you have to do is just leave a couple of comments on, and it doesn't have to even be our show. You can leave it on anyone's show, and you can leave it on everyone's show. You can, all your favorite podcasts, you can leave a review, and by that, it's just a comment on the episode. Leave those comments on the episode, and if we reply back to those comments, they'll toss in another quarter so expect us to reply to it if you do leave a comment. It's halfway through April right now, and we've had absolutely nobody do this. So please, just take a moment. Take a moment out of your day to do something nice for Meals on Wheels America and also help us out a little bit. Podchaser is one of those places where you can find different podcasts to listen to by searching on keywords and stuff like that. And it's like, hey, why not help us get a little bit more visibility over there? You know what I'm saying? There you go. Are you happy now, Adam?
I do. Why did we get... We got two different emails with four different names, it seems like. They wanted to join level 13.
Oh, that was...
I don't want to give the names. Is that person's real name?
No, I don't know. And I don't care. That was already okay. Been taken care of, though.
Okay. I was just looking... a little behind the scenes for listeners. The next segment should be contact. And so I was looking while Daniel was talking about Podchaser to see if we had any contact, but we didn't.
We did not. Otherwise, we would be playing... 3, 2, 1. But no, we're not. We're not playing that. We're not playing that because we have no contact.
Okay.
It's just sad. Well, I mean, we could read Kathy Bacon's tweets that she sends us during the week. Those aren't really... emails
I read tweets on Geeky Gay, as you know, because why not?
Mm-hmm. But
I mean, we can do that. We can read her tweets. I don't have them in front of me, though. She tweets a lot, so it's hard to know because some of them are for Geeky Gay and some of them are for, and she only does it while we're recording. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this thing that you talked about on the Geeky Gay the other day.
Yeah.
And this is Discord. Discord.
Yeah.
Which is an open platform for messaging servers. So back in the old days, when we first started Pride 48, we had to go and come up with some way to have a chat room for people to be able to chat with the people as they were streaming live. And the only thing really available to us at that time that would scale in any way, shape, or form was IRC, which is an old internet relay chat system that has been around since the beginning of the internet. It's all text-based. It's very kind of clunky to use and difficult. And on top of that...
It's not user-friendly.
It's not very user-friendly because it was created for geeks by geeks back in the 70s. And... that was one of the only ways that we could handle having a chat room with more than two or three people in it without doing some other kind of crazy, you know, you have to sign up for a Facebook account and you have to sign up for this account or whatever. We wanted it to be anyone could join and without having to, you know, give away their Facebook ID or their Twitter handle or their email address, all of that stuff.
You're having trouble speaking this evening.
It's a side effect of the COVID vaccine. You know, I changed my badge on Facebook today to have that little... I'm fully...
Yeah, Mark,
you know,
noticed
vaccinated.
That, and he said, oh, Daniel got his as well. I said, it was like a week ago.
Exactly a week before yours. Yeah, I got mine at 6 o'clock last Thursday. But I kind of feel like people were like getting upset that people were talking about getting their... In fact, you know how people are. It's the internet. People get upset about a lot of things. But I got...
My mom just passive-aggressively said, oh, well, now you guys don't have to be afraid anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez. Although she got one as well. So
anyway, long story short, I just saw this picture that Joe and Dallas sent me. This is very distracting. Anyway, I finally said,
IRC.
You know what? This is just like me voting. You know, I'm not bragging that I voted and you didn't or whatever. I'm just saying, hey, I did my part.
Right.
I voted. That's all it was when you post your second vaccine thing or whatever. You know
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's great. I'm all for it because I read this article the other day. I know I parked my bike a little while ago. I'll get back to it. But I read this article the other day. It was like 45% of Republicans are not going to get vaccinated. Or they have decided that they're just not going to get vaccinated.
I read that. Yeah.
And I'm just like, if you fuckers mess this up for us, if you fuckers screw this up.
They will.
Yeah. Just
they will. I mean, but we're vaccinated, so
I know.
Good.
I know, but it's still gonna be, I still have to wear a mask at Disney in the summer, which is not fun. I do it because I care about other people, but it's not fun to do, and I would like to not do that anymore. And the only way I'm gonna do that is if we get past this. Anyway. But I have my own feelings on that, but let me get back to my bike. So we had to set up this IRC thing. And it was complicated because we also had to figure out how do we embed this into the website. And there was a commercial plugin that we had to use. It used to be open source and then it turned commercial and blah, 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 blah. I've already bored everyone to death. So flash forward to when we just started using Discord.
Yes.
Because it was no entry to barrier. No barrier to entry. I been at Disney for several days. So I'm kind of loopy. So no barrier to entry, Discord, easy to do, and easy to use. And now iOS, and that's Apple for you folks out there that don't know, has now decided that if...
And I... Go ahead. Before you go on, I don't want to disparage the Pride 48 community.
I don't know.
But
then don't.
But there are a lot of technically challenged folks.
There are.
In Pride 48. And I was thinking, when we switched to Discord, I was thinking, well, initially, they're going to have a little bit of trouble figuring out how to sign up for Discord. But once they're there...
Once they're there...
It's like a regular old chat room.
It's easy.
There's no weird, because in IRC, people kept saying, how do I change my name? And how do I do this? And how do I do that? And I was thinking, oh, it's going to be so easy. And we finally, everyone has learned how to join in the chat room.
Yep.
There's no way to embed it. That's a little, I don't like that. But
one of the complaints that we used to have a long time ago was, well, I listen on my phone. How do I get the chat room on my phone? And Discord neatly solved that problem.
Right.
Because it,
and I'm sure a lot of the Pride 48 folks use iPhones. Right.
Now, since I am normally at my computer doing the show, I am running the computer client of Discord. That's what's on. It runs on my computer all the time. The Discord client runs on my computer all the time. So I always see Discord if I want to, right? I pop it up.
So I haven't let you get to the point, though. So
I know.
The point just.
No, I'm just saying. This does not affect me. And this is not going to affect you. If you run Discord on your computer, this doesn't affect you. If you run your Discord on Android, this doesn't affect you. If you don't have a Discord client at all, you just go to the website, discordapp.com, and sign in there and use the web interface, which is exactly the same as the desktop interface. If you use it on your web browser, then this doesn't affect you there either. But if you run the app, the Discord app on iOS, they are now going to basically block the Pride 48 server from you simply because it has a channel on it that is designated as not safe for work. Now, we didn't have to do that. We didn't have to mark it even as not safe for work because it's our own server.
Well.
And if somebody posted like a naked picture in a chat room that wasn't labeled as in it, no one's coming to our server randomly. It's like we don't have like this wide open public, server that we advertise everywhere. It's public in the sense that you can get to it from our website. It's like we don't go on Reddit and spam it here, right? So there's not from a Discord server standpoint, We're talking very small numbers on our server. No one would ever notice.
Right.
No one would ever notice. But the new ruling on iOS is that we're just going to block any Discord server that has adult channels on it, and you will no longer be able to. So I just wanted to bring this up because all of these Apple motherfuckers that are always just like, well, Apple does everything right. Apple does everything so great and so right. It's like, when did they become the fucking moral police of America?
Like, well, I don't know if people remember this, but the reason you can't have naked Grindr profile photos.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Is because of iPhone.
Yeah.
It's because of Apple. Grindr couldn't be in the Apple store if you had nude photos.
Yeah.
That was a big deal when Grindr came out.
You also, I want to stress this. Android also has guidelines. Like, you can't have naked photos in adult apps on the Android store either. You can have adult apps on the Android store, but they cannot have nudity in them in any way, shape, or form. They'll shut you down. The difference is that Android is an open platform and you can write an app that you don't put on the Android app store and allow people to load it from yourself. It's like Pornhub does that. There is a native Pornhub app for Android that you can get from Pornhub itself. And you just have to say, yes, I trust Pornhub on this app. And then it'll let you load that app and then you can watch all the porn that you want on your phone. And it's great, but you can't do that on iOS.
I don't know what iPhone users do for their porn, really.
But I just feel like this is such a silly thing. This is such a silly
Safari.
Place to draw the line because you can still on an iPhone or an iPad either, you can still go to the Discord website and nothing's blocked. So it's not... it's like just because you can't run a Pornhub app on Apple doesn't mean that people can't still go to Pornhub.com on their Apple.
Yeah.
It's like, so what exactly is it that they're trying to do here? I'm so confused. It's like Tim Cook is just so confusing to me because he's supposed to be, well, I mean, not supposed to be. He is gay. He's openly gay.
But it's, I mean, he's never proved it to me, but supposedly
no, but he's openly he gay. And but it's like, why are you so?
I haven't seen his card.
Why are you so weird about these? Because I remember there was like all kinds of stories about the TV shows that they were developing for Apple TV Plus, where Tim Cook was personally involved, like saying, "No, that's too racy. That we can't have that on this. You know, that's too racy to do, and this is too racy to do." And they were a lot of producers that were complaining about how prudish Apple was being for shows that wanted to play on their channel, which right. is their right to do. I'm not saying it's not their right to do, but it just seems like, what are you trying to do? What is the end goal? I have no, this is just a rant, Adam. This is just a fucking
rant.
Now
this is not, look, there's no need to defend Apple, but I do want to call out here that I believe Discord made this decision of their own accord preemptively because they don't want to get banned from the Apple store. So I don't believe Apple went to them and said, "Hey, Discord, you've got to mark servers as NSFW if there's any channel." But I think Discord decided we want to be safe the Discord app.
No, Discord
banned.
I'm clearly missing a piece of this story. What are you saying? What did Discord?
I think Discord decided to do this on their own because they know Apple's rules.
Decided
I don't
to do
think
what?
Apple
to not block. Display the
right. Discord is doing that. Apple's not. So Discord basically said, if you open the Discord app on an iPhone, on any kind of iOS device, and you have any kind of NSFW channel in your server, we're going to mark the entire server as NSFW, and we are going to block that server if you're coming to us from an iOS app. So Discord did it.
Well, there's no way they weren't contacted. They're not just going to do that on their volition because then they would have done it across all platforms. It's like it makes no sense for it to only be done on iOS. Anyway, so
if you're a Pride 48 person,
yes,
and you use an iPhone,
yes,
and you get a message saying when you try to go to the Pride 48 chat room, saying you can't go to this server. You're going to have to open it up in a web browser.
Correct.
On your phone.
That is absolutely correct, Adam. That was it. This has been thank you for joining my TED Talk. My name is Dave.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask?
It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is the segment of the show where Adam will read me some questions from the New York Times News Quiz, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer those questions. These are all questions about things that happened during the week in the news. Adam's got a big advantage. Did I mention Adam gets really excited when I miss these things? So Adam has got a big advantage this week because I have been on vacation for a good portion of this week. So I may not be as up to the news things as I normally am.
Well, you know,
am.
Daniel, news stops when you go on vacation.
That is a well-known fact, Adam. Absolutely well-known fact. Adam, what is the first question on the news quiz this evening?
Prince Philip.
Never heard
Queen Elizabeth II's husband yes. died last week.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. Yes.
At age 99. Uh-huh. He was born into the royal families of which two countries?
Oof. All right, I need choices on this.
Okay, so we got Denmark.
I want to say Wales is one of them, but go ahead.
We've got Denmark and England is choice number one. Uh-huh. We've got England and Germany, uh-huh. number two. We've got Greece and Denmark. Uh-huh. We've got Germany and Netherlands. And we have Netherlands and Greece.
All right. I feel like England is one of them because I also heard that he was like her cousin. Like they were actually related royally. And so she's...
I mean, aren't they all?
Yeah, but she's the royal family of England. So I'm assuming that... So England is one of them. So the only two there that had England in them was England and Wales or England and Denmark? Was that...
No, it was Denmark and England or England and Germany.
All right. So Germany or Denmark. Is the question. He looks like a German. I'm going to go with Germany and England. Oh.
That's incorrect. It's actually Greece and Denmark.
Wow. Denmark and Greece.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably where that expression came from. He was greasy. He was in Denmark and he was like, something smells rotten here.
All right. Hideki.
There's like one person. There's one person, Adam, laughing at that joke. One person. Thank you.
I was already
Thank
reading.
Thank you, sir or madam. Thank you.
Hideki Matsuyama became the first Asian-born man to win the Masters. That's golf, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
There have now been Masters tournament champions from Asia.
Uh-huh.
And which of the following geographic regions? Select all that apply. Oh, great. Thank you, New York Times. Okay, so we have Africa. Europe.
I'm confused. What am I picking?
All right.
Where former master winners have come from. Is that what I'm picking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And you select all of them that are appropriate.
All right, go ahead.
So we've got Africa.
No.
We've got Europe.
Yes.
We've got North America.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got Oceania. I don't know. How would you say Oceania?
Say no. We'll say no to that.
And South America.
Let's say no to that.
Okay, that's all of them.
All right.
Do you want to?
Yeah, go for it, Adam. Roll those dice. Sweet.
That's correct. Europe and North America. Wow, you're learning the sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, golf is not really a sport. Actually, okay. Golf was one of the games that I liked as a kid because my brother played it and I was allowed to drive the golf cart and I was only like 10 or 12, you know, so like that was the greatest thing in the world for me is I got to drive. So as long as I would sit through the most boring fucking golf game for hours, meaning as long as it meant that I got to drive the golf cart.
After her master recordings were sold, the pop star Taylor Swift re-recorded her breakout 2008 album as Fearless, Taylor's version. Which other artists have re-recorded their old hits? Choose three. Wow, New York Times. I should have read these. Okay, Beyonce, mm-hmm. Def Leppard, Frank Sinatra, JoJo, and One Direction. And you need to choose three of these.
Choose three of these.
Yeah.
Let's say Beyonce.
Okay.
Let's say Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
I feel like maybe Def Leppard because they lost the drummer lost his arm in a really bad accident and then all this surgery. Anyway, he learned basically to play two-footed drums with one hand and I feel like they did a triumphant retouring because this happened at like the height of their popularity. So I'm going to go with Def Leppard, Frank Sinatra, and Beyonce.
You were almost right. It's Def Leppard, Frank Sinatra, and JoJo. And I don't know who JoJo
is.
Yeah, I
have no fucking clue who JoJo is. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, how many have we done? Three?
Sure. It feels like five, but it was actually only
okay.
Three.
Yes. All right.
The penultimate question, Adam, the penultimate question.
The musician Prince did not enter a vault beneath his home and studio filled with unreleased songs for the last several years of his life. Why? That's a very weirdly worded question.
That is a very weirdly worded question.
There's a vault beneath his home.
Got
he
it.
Did not go into that place.
Yes.
For the last several years of
right.
his life. Why?
Yes.
Why did he not?
What are my choices? Because it could be anything. He peed on the floor and he didn't want to clean it up. I don't know.
He forgot the passcode.
Yes.
He was angry that the songs were imperfect.
Uh-huh.
He focused on new material uh-huh. or he was protesting an unjust record industry contract.
I feel like there was something about Prince and his contract stuff. And that was why he dropped his name from Prince. Remember when he became the artist formerly known as Prince? I feel like that was that whole...
He was a symbol.
Yeah, that was a whole thing. But that was a while back. I thought that had all gotten resolved. I think it's because they weren't perfect. I think he was somewhat of a weird perfectionist. And he was like Van Gogh.
Is that your final
cutting
answer?
Cutting his ear off. Yes, that is my final question. That is my final answer. He forgot the password.
He forgot the passcode.
Prince is a genius. He's a musical genius. Well, he also can't remember his passcode, but he's a genius.
He needed to use LastPass or something.
I know, exactly. Or just have it reset. Like factory reset on the thing, right?
Worldwide, about 2 in 100 people are known to have had the coronavirus. In the United States, the number is 9 in 100. What is the figure inside U.S. prisons?
Oh, I remember this was, this came out early in the week too. It was a high number.
So I'll give you the numbers because otherwise you're going to be randomly shooting in the dark.
37%, but it was, but that, how does that work? And it's like, that's like 1 in 3 or something like that. Anyway, what are my choices?
The numbers are 9, 15, 34, 50, or 76. These are out of 100.
34. Yay!
Although that's correct. 34 in 100 people are known to have had the coronavirus in correctional settings, including state and federal prisons.
37, but yeah.
All right, it's time for your favorite.
Oh, that was it. That was the five questions of the news game.
Yeah, let me see. You got one.
66.
Two.
I think I got three. I could be wrong.
You got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. And now we're going to do this bullshit thing where Adam's going to read me a Trivial Pursuit card, and I have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as I possibly can. Let's put 60 seconds up on the big board.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What country is home to 21% of the world's people?
United States.
China.
Oh.
How many birthday candles were Cher, Dolly Parton, and Sylvester Stallone each obliged to blow out in 1996?
70.
How old were
70.
They?
70.
50. What siblings did the Ontario government build a nursery called Quintland for?
The Quints.
The Dion Quintuplets. What constellation of the zodiac is represented as the twins Castor and Pollux?
Gemini.
That's correct. What C word appeared more often than any other word in the New York Post headlines through 1987?
Cunt.
Cop. What decathlon champ was the first black student body president at UCLA?
What decathlon champ was what?
Was the first black student body president at UCLA.
I'm just laughing because the chat room says Bruce Jenner. Because really, that's the only decathlon winner any of us know.
You're not going to know that person.
I have no idea.
Rafer Johnson.
Blackie McBlackerson. I don't know who I know nothing about decathlon.
Wow. I don't even know how many you got. You got...
I feel like I got a lot, Adam. I feel like...
You got none of that. No, you got China. You got China, I think, right?
Yeah.
So you got 1 out of 6.
No, Gemini. I got Gemini.
Oh, yeah. You got 1 out of 6.
1 out of 6, which we add into my already 2 of 5.
1 out of 5.
Yeah, so that gives me...
You got 1 out of 5. You got 2 out of 11.
And that gives me... So, yeah.
2 out of 11.
So I feel like that was pretty much a perfect score, Adam. I feel like I did great. I don't know what you were listening to.
It's funny. You always feel that way, though.
Uh-huh.
You always feel like no matter how you do, mm-hmm. you feel like you did great. I mean, I guess that's a good way to be in life.
It is.
Is to be very positive about your performance.
I read that the other day, that reminding yourselves of your victories builds your confidence. And you should always remind yourself of the small victories that you have every day. Adam, this is definitely a victory. And
it was
small.
A small victory as well.
I have no idea what we're doing anymore. This is all gone crazy. You know what, Adam? Every week, our executive producer on this show sends us a voluminous pile of information all about the things that happened on the day that we are recording on in some year. This year, I was at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. I was staying over at Disney property, and I got a call. I got a call from the front desk, and they're just like...
From Cyclone?
From the front desk, and they're just like, Mr. Brewer, there's like a large package here that was delivered
for you. There's a PDF.
It's like, yeah, he tracked me down on vacation and sent me this big packet just so that I would be prepared for this show tonight. That's just how much he cares, Adam.
Cyclone does have a really big package normally.
This is all information from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen for April 16th, Adam. Today, April 16th, is National Librarian Day.
You know, I volunteered at the library when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing to do, they had a machine where you would stick the card in and it would ka-thunk.
Yeah.
And it would stamp the... I loved that machine. I loved it. It was my favorite thing.
That's like a weird memory. Like, I remember as like a 9-year-old kid when we would go down to the public library for their summer programs. Yeah, and you would check out books and they would do the ka-thunk. I was like, one day I want to be an adult. I want to have that job where you...
I did. I volunteered and I did that very thing.
In 300 BC, the Library of Alexandria was founded. 900 BC, public libraries appear. No, it was 900 AD, public libraries appear. And in 1790 was the first U.S. public library. Adam, do you know who had a big hand in that?
Well, I'm looking at the document.
Well, then go ahead and say it.
Benjamin Franklin.
That is absolutely
correct.
Donated
a bunch of books.
That's correct. Today was also National Eggs Benedict Day. A little bit of sad story here. I read this last night and I was like, oh, well, we're going to have breakfast in the morning at Disney. I want Eggs Benedict. And all the restaurants that had Eggs Benedict at Disney they had no reservations that we couldn't get in. So I couldn't have Eggs Benedict on National Eggs Benedict Day. Adam, it's very sad.
That sucks. Mm-hmm.
In queer history, in 1997, Sherry Barone sued Har Yehuda Cemetery because basically they refused to bury this lesbian couple next to each other.
Oh, that's sad.
That's very sad. In 1979, in San Francisco, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence was formed. This is a...
Are they the ones that... march in the pride parades?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
The boys from the Occasional Fag podcast were very involved in the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. That is a tongue twister. I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with anything.
I think just about everything you've said this evening have been tongue twisters for you.
Yeah.
I always want to say Sisters of Perpetual Motion. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure why, but... Mm-hmm.
In 2018, Disney's Oswald the Lucky Rabbit short, Ride 'em Plowboy, was released.
Now, that sounds very sexual.
Oswald was one of those like early attempts at Mickey for some reason, or it was his cousin. It's very weird. Oswald was one of those characters that was created in conjunction with another studio, and it ended up with that Disney didn't fully own the copyright to Oswald, and then later the company bought it back, and so then they were able to do Oswald stuff. I don't know, it's one of those weird California people would know way more than that because they really lean into Oswald out at Disneyland.
How are they cousins? Because Oswald is a rabbit and Mickey is a mouse.
You know, Adam, they're probably not direct cousins. It's probably through marriage.
Yeah.
In 1947, a fertilizer explosion killed 581 in Texas. A giant explosion occurred during the loading of fertilizer into the freighter Grand Camp at a pier in Texas City, Texas. Nearly 600 people lost their lives and thousands were injured when the ship was literally blown to bits. I think this is where they got that idea that, hey, we can mix like diesel fuel and this fertilizer and it makes a bomb that like they blew up the Oklahoma City bombing was that. And in 1972, Apollo 16 departed for the moon, Adam. Apollo 16.
Or the Nevada desert, as we all know.
The fifth of the six U.S. lunar landing missions is successfully launched on its 238,000-mile journey to the moon.
Or Nevada.
Well, I mean, if I were to tell you, you're reading this with me, so you know who John W. Young and Charles M. Duke are, but, you know... If someone said, like, name 20 astronauts, I don't think those names would ever come up. Like, whoever talks about John Young and Charles Duke.
If I heard Charles M. Duke, I would have said, oh, is that Patty Duke's father or something?
And Thomas Mattingly was the commander on that mission. In 2018, Kendrick Lamar becomes the first rapper to win the Pulitzer Prize. Need I say any more about that? No, Adam.
No.
No, I don't. I don't need to say any more. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
I'm having a display problem. Let me see if I can switch to another. Oh, there we go. I was unable to see the Weekly World News.
Oh.
25 years ago, they came out with an article, 25 Great Ways to Make Money at Home. Maybe you could do some of these.
Oh, well, I'm going to be a famous blogger who does affiliate marketing.
I know, yeah.
You know, you skipped the box office.
I do that after because it involves playing other music. And right now, we did made that change last week's show. I'm glad that you pay attention to these things, Adam. Have you tried any of these 25 ways to make money at home? They include ingenious things, Adam, like writing business or love letters.
No, but I feel like that's a Mechanical Turk thing. I did see in, I watched a lot of documentaries today. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it still exists, but there used to be a site that you could pay for a virtual boyfriend or girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And there were people who would actually text you and pretend to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of the same thing.
Well, number five is my favorite here. You can start a 900 line. Like, does anybody under the age of 40 even know what a 900 line is? I don't feel like they would.
I know what a 900, but I'm not under 40. So
if you have ESP, you can be a phone psychic. If you enjoy sports, you can give tips on upcoming events. Anything goes. I feel like 900 numbers are really just, they were just podcast ahead of their time. Do you like to talk and make things up? Yeah, you start a 900 line. It'll be great. You could be an astrologer.
Actually, the 900 numbers nowadays are webcam sites that just added video. You're still paying by the minute.
This is my favorite here. Where is it? Let me find it. Where is it actually in the list? There's a
picture
of it here.
Doing book reports?
No, there's a picture. Surfing the internet for information for others is a high-paying job you can perform in your own home.
Oh my goodness, I'd love to do that one. I'm a good Googler.
Just searching the internet for people because they are too dumb to do it themselves. there you go. I don't know why America. That's why America is the wealthiest country in the world, Adam. Is they all follow these 25 tips.
Yeah.
They knew a lot of things 25 years ago. Look at this. This is an article which is, just as prescient today as it was then. Eating fried food can add years to your life, says a new Yale study.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I wish that were true.
Contrary to common belief, eating fried foods can keep you healthy and add years to your life.
And they have a picture of Colonel Sanders right there next to that headline.
Actually, I think that's a picture of Auntie Scott. But it's true. If you want to know how people live so damn long, it's because they
ate fried chicken.
They ate fried chicken. Say something, Adam, because I gotta find something.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I feel like there are some people. When I was growing up, there was this couple, this old couple, and he smoked like a chimney. They ate fried food all the time. They ate all kinds of unhealthy stuff, and they lived to be, I don't know, 105 or something.
Yes.
And I always thought, how do these people live so long? Just like smoking and eating fried food and drinking and doing all this kind of stuff. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something to it.
I feel I think we've proven time and time and time again that it has way more to do with your genetics than it does with anything else. Much like, your weight is going to be. Adam, I'm going to play a theme song from a movie that was number one at the box office on April 16th of some year. And you're going to tell me what it is. Are you ready, Adam? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Any thoughts? Any thoughts?
Well, I'm just going to say The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam. So Rio. So close. No, it was actually the Bad News Bears from 1976. Did you ever watch the Bad News Bears?
I've probably seen it. I know the name, so I must. Was it a baseball team?
It was, and I believe Jodie Foster was in that as a young Jodie Foster was the girl that was, I guess, freakishly good at baseball. I think.
I'm sure I've seen it. I must have.
Maybe you've seen it.
Although that was before I was born.
Oh yeah, of course.
But I'm sure I saw a rerun.
Yeah. We'd like to say a very, very happy birthday to Chance the Rapper, turning 28 today. Blake Fielder Civil. I have no idea who that is. Anyway, he turned 39.
Ex-husband of Amy Winehouse.
And Sean Mayer turned 46 from Firefly. Martin Lawrence turned 56 today. And let's go through some of these other names here. Do you recognize anyone?
Claire Foy.
No idea who that is.
The name sounds familiar. Oh, I don't
Ellen
know who
Barkin.
It is.
I knew Ellen Barkin. She turned 67. I believe Ellen Barkin was Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, Peter Billingsley.
Oh, well, Peter Billingsley turned 50.
Wasn't he in...
He was the Incredible Hulk.
No.
Yeah, he was.
No.
Yeah, sure he was.
Peter... That was... No, that was David...
Billingsley.
No. What was that guy's name? Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby. That's it. I'm sure he's related. Bixby. To Peter Billingsley.
Well, Peter Billingsley. He must have been related to... Right. Who was the Billingsley that was on... It was either... it was either My Three Sons or Leave It to Beaver or something. There was a Billingsley. There was a Billingsley that was on one of those shows. Sure. I can't remember.
John Cryer turned 56, and Charlie Chaplin is dead. Henry Mancini, Charlie Chaplin, and Selena are amongst the people who have passed and had birthdays.
Henry Mancini wrote Elephant Walk.
Yeah, the baby elephant walk.
That's it.
All right, happy birthday to each and every one of them.
So, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
I don't know why I say your name all the time. What is this? I see at the bottom of our Trello
here. Like it, have
it. It's just this weird plea for people to send us nudes. What's that all about?
No, it's not even a story, and I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but I had nothing to talk about this week. And so you told me on one of these evenings, and I don't remember if it was on a recording or if it was on a pre or post. I mean, theoretically, those are recorded as well.
They are, yes.
But
available for level 13 listeners.
Right. But you told me about a channel in the gayish server, which, by the way, they have thousands of people in their server. I don't know what they're doing, who they're sleeping with over there.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people, apparently.
Well, you know, Kyle gets around.
But they have a channel in their server called Send Nudes.
They do.
And it's so lovely to see all these. Well, you know, I like a nude. Mm-hmm. I like a nude photo. Mm-hmm. I like looking at them. And so I've been perusing, and everyone's so positive and telling people how good they look and et cetera, all that kind of stuff. And it just makes me miss the days when I would send nudes of myself and feel comfortable with that. And I've changed so much in my old age.
So one of the things that I, I don't want to talk about that I feel like maybe, that's not everyone's cup of tea. And also I kind of feel weird about talking about somebody else's Discord server, but one thing that I do like about that particular channel is very body.
That there are nudes.
Well, it's very body positive. there are people of all shapes and sizes that post nudes, and people of like all different body shapes of all different types and sizes, right? So it's not a whole bunch of models, a whole bunch of, perfectly sculpted six pack models with, 12 inch penises or whatever. It's everybody and everything. And so I feel like you could post nudes there if you wanted to, because that's the whole point, is you don't need to be, your body is your body. You don't have to, if I was just younger and better looking, whatever.
I think it's all Mark's fault.
I think you could still frame a good image.
Because when he and I met,
I mean, you have a nice, you have a nice looking penis. You could still take a nice picture of it.
I mean, I lose 10 more pounds, my body will be okay too. But
that's why everyone always takes them laying down. They're like, yeah, while they're laying down and they're aiming at the bottom, you know, at their feet on the bed. It's like, yeah, because my fat rolls off to the side.
It's less that and more, I don't know, since I've been, and I don't think Mark would care if I sent nudes, but he is just not sexual. And so since I've been with him, like when we first got together and I was trying on underwear for, because I wanted to have underwear for the underwear party at Pride 48. And I thought, oh, I'll try on some underwear for Mark. And he laughed when I came out wearing this underwear. He thought it was funny that I was wearing panties or something. He's very just not very. So now I think about that so infrequently now.
Infrequently.
But there are parts of that old life that I miss, you know, and so I just feel nostalgic for, oh, I remember when I used to send nude photos.
You know, the funny thing is there's another podcast that we won't talk about, but let's just say their initials are She's Not Doing So Well. And they have a Discord channel, and the same people that post nudes in Gayish also post the same nudes over on that channel. So it's like, oh, they're just recycling their nudes.
I mean, I could. And the other thing is, everyone in Pride 48 has seen my nudes from when I was younger. So if the juxtaposition of how I look now versus how I looked way back when Pride 48 started, I've aged. And so, I mean, I guess everybody does.
Everyone does, Adam. Everyone ages. Does.
It happens to all of us.
Except for Auntie Scott. It. Auntie Scott will be young forever, Adam.
Now, I haven't seen any nudes of you in that chat room.
No, I don't take nudes myself.
You're not really a nude sender. I've never known you to be a nude sender.
I'm more of a...
The only nude I've seen of you...
I'm more of an operate in a dark room, kind of a dark hallway, dark back room, dark maze kind of a guy.
You know what? I've only seen, as far as I can remember, I've only seen one nude of you, and that was the bruises from your accident.
Yeah, and that wasn't even nude.
You said
that was just where the seatbelt caught me across the waist area there, and so... Like you saw like the top of
it looks like you're nude.
Wow. Anyway, Adam.
Yes, Daniel.
I should have pressed this button and I just didn't. And now I have. And now we're all ready. Huh? You know, entering into the 75th consecutive week because of having no technical difficulties whatsoever on any podcast that I'm ever on. Yeah, it's an amazing record, Adam. I'm going to win a Guinness's Book of World Records for the longest stretch of not having a technical problem on a podcast.
You're a very technical person. Maybe I'll post a naked with no head.
Yeah.
A headless naked.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Nude.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a fake account. Post.
Oh, yeah. I need a fake account so people don't know who I am.
And then, you know, there you go. I think that's a great way. Then you'll feel good about you. Then maybe you'll feel good about yourself. And you'll go like, oh, yeah. Adam, if people want to send us an email, I don't know why I always say your name. Anyway.
I don't either.
If people want to send us an email, they can do so. The email address is contact@mixminuspodcast.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, just point your browser to voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. Do it on your cell phone. And all you have to do is push the button to record and send it to us.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.